Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
All right, what's your idea of heaven?
Room service. Forever. That's my idea of heaven.
I'm Jim Burns. Most of us were very young children the first time we heard about heaven. We learned that it's the place we all want to go once life on earth is through. It was bright, it was cheery, filled with angels. But as we moved through the teenage years into adulthood, many of us still had the same childish view of our eternal home. Now we're raising our own kids. We're teaching them about faith in Christ and how we'll one day live with Him in heaven. But we don't have to give them some vague description about a place with angels sitting on clouds playing harps all day long. During the next half hour, I'll continue my conversation with Randy Alcorn. Randy is the author of a very powerful and informative book about heaven, and we'll be answering the question, what will heaven be like? That's coming up next here on Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns, and today is a continuing conversation we're having with Randy Alcorn. We're talking about heaven and how that relates to you and how it relates to your family, and it's a very hopeful conversation. We don't do a whole lot of, if you would, theology on the Homeward program, and in some ways, this is some basic theology that some of us have missed, and it's about eternal perspective and just how important that is. Randy Alcorn is the executive director of Eternal Perspective Ministries. He holds degrees in theology and biblical studies. He lives in Gresham, Oregon, with his wife, Nancy. And the fact is that he's one of my favorite writers. And so I'm kind of a groupie. I mentioned this last time of Randy. It's such a privilege to have him with us today. Randy, as we talk about heaven, I actually got psyched about looking forward to being with God. I want to be with my family and I want to do the best I can. But heaven helps me be a better father and a better husband to Kathy and a better worker in some ways because it really gives me that perspective. What are some of the most frequent asked questions that you have about heaven?
Well, I love some of the questions that kids will ask about mm-hmm. heaven because they're really the same questions that adults have, but we're a little more dignified and refined, and we're almost maybe afraid to ask some of those questions because we're afraid that the answers aren't going to be what we want to hear. And often I think the answers are what we want to hear. In fact, I've got a new book out called Heaven for Kids, in which I took the larger Heaven book and just extracted some things, simplified some things, and made it something that, you know, parents could share with their kids. Kids 8 to 12 could, you know, read themselves. And we have 3 grandchildren now, and we are so excited about, as they grow up, being able to sit down and read to them and talk to them about heaven. So, I mean, I think the opportunities that we have to influence our families in a better understanding of what heaven is about are just so tremendous. I mean, God has opened up doors of influence with us, and people can really get excited about heaven when they lock in to this is a place that God has made that we're going to live in, and just the pleasure of being with Him forever in that place and being with each other forever. All those who love Christ, we are going to spend eternity together. We're going to walk the new earth together. We're going to colonize the new earth together. And, you know, to me, this is something that Christian families should talk about, think about, and truly be excited.
Now, a 10-year-old, kids do talk more and will ask, so will I see my grandpa in right. heaven, or is it going to be so crowded because there's, you know, billions of people and whatnot? What do you say to that?
Well, the answer is yes, and this is why, you know, these questions kids ask are so good, because they're relational. I mean, will I see my friends in heaven? Will I see my mom? Will I see grandpa? Grandpa maybe has died recently, and they ask these questions. The answer is absolutely yes. The relationships that we have with people on earth who know Jesus are continued in heaven. Will we have memories of our life on earth? Well, some people take a verse out of Isaiah 65, they take it out of context, and they say, well, the Bible teaches that we're not going to remember anything. Well, no, it does not teach that. If you look at that verse in context, it's not what it's saying. And in fact, we know that when we go to the judgment seat of Christ, we'll be held accountable for our lives. Jesus said, we'll be held accountable for every careless word that we've spoken. He's not just talking to unbelievers. Well, that means our memories will have to be better. not worse. I mean, how can you be held accountable for something that you don't even remember? I mean, the point is we will remember, and we'll remember with greater accuracy, and then we'll remember these relationships, the people that we were in the trenches with. And I think I look forward in eternity, even though, you know, in Matthew 22, Jesus said that there will not be a human marriage as we now know it. He doesn't say there'll be no marriage. The Bible teaches there'll be one marriage. We'll be married to Christ. And Nancy and I rejoice. She's my best friend. You know, we've been married for 30 years now. And I tell you, it's such a joy. And I look forward to being part of the same marriage in heaven with my wife. But we will be part of one marriage, together married to Jesus Christ, the bridegroom. And our children, it doesn't mean that we'll live in separate houses with the children that we grew up with. But the point is, we'll be close. And I look forward to that. And we'll have all these great new relationships as well.
Will there be surfing in heaven?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question, and I think very likely the answer is yes. If you ask any question about any sport, you know, will there be baseball in heaven? And that's a very common question for kids. Will we play tennis? Will we play basketball, football, anything? What we have to ask ourselves is, okay, we know this. We obviously, if you look up soccer, baseball, tennis, whatever, in a concordance, you're not going to, you know, find it. So,
well, actually, in the big inning.
Yes, in the big
inning.
God created.
So there you go.
There's baseball. Baseball's in there. Yeah, that's right. And tennis is in there because Joseph served in Pharaoh's court. And then we got other ones, too. So
You have the same jokes.
Yeah. So anyway, I think what we have to ask ourselves is, who created these things in the first place? All right. Who created us in the image of God? We make stuff. We invent stuff. We build stuff. We came up with sports. Why? Because the devil influenced us? No. Because God made us to invent things and gave us bodies that crave exercise, activity, all of these things. So, on a redeemed earth, we should expect redeemed athletics, redeemed art, redeemed music, redeemed technology. All of these things will be done to the glory of God. Somebody says, oh, no, I don't think there'll be technology because, after all, internet pornography is terrible. Well, internet pornography is terrible. And, of course, there won't be internet pornography because we look forward to a new earth where righteousness dwells, dominates. And so we will have all the best of the old earth and none of the bad of the old earth on the new earth. And so I fully expect we will surf. We know there's going to be water. I mean, people say, so, oh yeah, but what about no longer any seas in Revelation 21? Well, if you actually look at it in context, you're showing there will be water. You got river flowing through the New Jerusalem and the tree of life growing on both sides. And to ancients, the sea, the deadly salt water and people drowning and floods and all of that, there won't be that. But will there be large bodies of water? We expect there will be. Yeah, because there's river flowing and all of that, and that's part of God's creation.
This is so different, and we talked about this in the last program, so different than angels floating on clouds playing harps. Very interesting. Now, when we come back from this break, I want to ask you about mediums. We'll be right back. Randy Alcorn with us. We're talking about heaven. Don't go away. More to come on Homeward.
What a powerful conversation today from the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. That's where I am. My name is Roger Marsh, the co-host of the program. You're listening to parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns and his continuing conversation with author Randy Alcorn. Randy's written a couple of books on heaven. One of them is appropriately titled Heaven, and it's a big one, very comprehensive. And then also Heaven for Kids. These are resources that Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends, and a subject that your kids want to know about, and they want to hear about it from you, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. Check out homeward.com. Go online to our resource center there and learn more about the resources that you can use to teach your kids about heaven.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
What smells so good?
I'm so tired and I'm starving.
Yeah.
What's for breakfast, Mom?
Sit down, girls. We need to talk.
What's wrong?
There's been an accident. Sarah Ward and her sister.
What, Ashley?
Yeah. Their car was hit by a drunk driver.
No. What?
And there were no survivors.
No!
This isn't happening!
If a good friend of your child dies, well, that child will need some time to heal. But be prepared for a lengthy process that's often painful. My advice to you as a parent is just to watch and pray. Don't worry that you don't know what to pray for. God has all that in hand. Just remember to keep an eye and an ear out for opportunities to draw your child out. If you'd like to read our tip sheet called Helping a Child Deal with a Friend's Death, you can download a free copy from our website at homeward.com. Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today we're talking about heaven. Randy Alcorn is with us, one of the great writers, Christian writers of our day, and he's written a great book on heaven. And this is so enlightening to me, Randy, as you're talking about it. And reading your book was so enlightening. And as I said, I have a degree in theology myself, and yet we just didn't spend a whole lot of time thinking about it. Something that I don't think a lot about, but I know a lot of people do, because there are so many today even well-known celebrity mediums who claim to be able to talk to people on the other side. That's inferring that they're in heaven. And yet, even in the Bible, there's the word mediums. Where does this fit in terms of the whole heaven issue?
Well, certainly Leviticus and Deuteronomy both have passages that warn us against consulting mediums or anyone who consults the dead. We should not make an attempt to have contact with, conversation with loved ones who have died. However, that doesn't mean that our loved ones who have died are not conscious or aware necessarily even of what's going on in our lives. I mean, we've got passages of scripture that say, for instance, when Jesus said that when a sinner repents, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels. Well, he doesn't say the angels rejoice. He says there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels. Well, who's in the presence of the angels? The people of God who have died. And I would take that to mean that they're able to witness and celebrate and rejoice at the conversion of a person down on earth. And I would think that would include likely family who have prayed for them. We know that the martyrs in heaven in Revelation 6 are looking down on heaven, and they're saying, on earth rather, and they're saying, how long, O Lord, before you bring judgment on those who persecute us? Well, somehow they know that God hasn't brought judgment yet, which implies they know what, at least to a limited degree, they know what's going on. And I think it's very likely that, at least at times, Earth is like center court. The unfolding drama of redemption is happening on earth. We know God is watching what's going on down on earth. Angels are watching what's going on down on earth. Why would his people who are awaiting the second coming of Jesus Christ and returning to the earth and him setting up his kingdom, why would they not be aware of the wonderful, powerful, dramatic things that God is doing on earth? So on the one hand, yes, I think people of God in heaven are to a certain extent aware of what's going on. And yet, should we seek out conversation with them? No, we're forbidden from that. But one way that I've dealt with that, for instance, with our kids, when my mom died and our kids wanted grandma to kind of say something to grandma, I say, well, just ask Jesus to give grandma a hug for you. Ask Jesus to say, grandma, we love you. Well, see, now we're talking to Jesus. You know, I'll bet you he'd be really happy to do that.
That's a really neat way of looking at it. What about the statistic that 3 people die every second, which means about 180 every minute, 11,000 every day? I mean, that's an incredible amount of people who are dying and going someplace.
Exactly. And I think it's such a motive to evangelism as we remind ourselves. And I think this is one of the reasons why Satan has had a great victory by our diminished thought about heaven, because it corresponds also to diminished thought about hell. We don't think about the afterlife. We think of hell and heaven as something that's experienced on earth. And people even talk about this is heaven on earth and this is hell on earth. Well, you know what? Actually, there is no heaven on earth and hell on earth now. There is going to be a hell and a heaven for eternity, and heaven will one day come down to earth, but it sure hasn't yet. And so we need to think in terms of, you're exactly right, Jim, when people die, they go somewhere.
Yeah.
We relocate at death.
Right.
We don't cease to exist. Death is not a wall, it's a door.
Yeah, that's
it's a tunnel that goes somewhere else.
Boy, that's so important for us to understand. And when you refer to the fact that God will create this new heaven and new earth, it's similar. We may see the same similar trees, things like that. You called it redemptive continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Explain it again.
Well, the idea is that God creates us as the people that we are, And for instance, scripture says that we become new people in Christ. Well, I remember dramatically, I was in high school when I became a Christian. I was raised in a non-Christian home, got involved with a youth group, and like many people, came to faith in Christ when I was in high school. Well, okay, so the Bible teaches 2 Corinthians 5:17, I was a new creation in Christ. I was not the old person, I am a new person. And I came home that day, and did my mother look at me and say, "Who are you?" And did my dog start barking at me because it wasn't Randy anymore? Well, I was a new person, but I was the old person made new. Mm. I was still Randy, but I was a transformed Randy. Okay, same thing with our resurrection bodies. Redemptive continuity is what is redeemed is what originally was. You don't lose your identity when you come to Christ. You gain a new identity in Christ, yet you are still the old person transformed to the new. Likewise, new earth. New bodies are the old bodies transformed. Christ's resurrection body was not a new body like a body that had never existed before. It was the old body transformed. Otherwise, there would have been two bodies, one still in the tomb, and then a new one. So there has to be this continuity. Same thing. Old earth, new earth. Old earth's going to be destroyed, 2 Peter 3 says, in fire and all that. So people say, well, the earth's gone. That's it. It's gone forever. No. The out of the ashes and ruins, just like out of the ashes and ruins of bodies that died thousands of years ago, God forms a new earth, which is the old earth transformed into the new.
Incredible statement. What are you looking most forward to about heaven?
Oh, and I think of all of the re-words in the Bible: redeemed, reconcile, renew, regenerate, and it's the go back to what was, and it will be even greater. So what I look forward to in heaven is experiencing, for instance, of course, above all, I look forward to seeing my Lord face to face, to talking to him and hearing his words speak back to me, to embracing him, to enjoying his love, to being with friends and family that I've now been long separated from, and all the great reunions and all. But I also look forward to a lot of the little things, including the fact that for the first time, we will have taste buds no longer under the curse, and we will taste food that's no longer under the curse. And I think we're going to say to ourselves, Jim, wow, I thought food tasted good before. You got to be kidding. I now have taste buds the way God intended them to be, and food tastes the way God intended it to be. And when we sit and we have those banquets, and Isaiah 25 says, the Lord himself shall prepare a feast for his people. With God as the chef, how good is that going to be? Meal going to be? It's just like Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for us. Well, he's a carpenter. It's no mistake that he was born in the home of a carpenter. A carpenter makes things and repairs things. He made the universe, and he's going to repair the universe. And when we experience it, we're going to say, oh my word, this is unbelievable. And we're going to praise him for eternity. I look forward to that and celebrating with my friends and family and people I don't know yet. Meeting C.S. Lewis and A.W. Tozer and Francis Schaeffer and Jonathan Edwards and Charles Haddon Spurgeon and Peter and Paul and Mary and Ruth and Esther. What a great thing it's going to be.
Wow. Well, you got us excited. Thank you so much for being with us, Randy.
It's a pleasure, Jim. And thanks for your program. And Homeward is just a great thing, and it touches our lives, and we're grateful for it.
Well, thank you so much.
And that concludes Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with pastor and author Randy Alcorn here on the Homeward broadcast. We've been talking about the answer to the question, what will heaven be like? Randy has written a couple of great books on this topic. One of them is called Heaven, another one, Heaven for Kids. And if you'd like to get the audio CD of what the conversation has ensued and entailed in the past couple of programs here, stay with us, because in just a moment I'm going to give you all the information on how you can get a copy of the full-length audio CD and more information about streaming audio, podcasting, all that stuff. Jim, well done. You and Randy do such a great job of having this conversation, taking a very, very large topic and breaking it down so something like heaven becomes a lot easier to understand.
Well, actually, Randy did an admirable job. I just threw out some questions for him. From reading his book, it really did intrigue me. And it kept me thinking about heaven in a different way than I've really thought about in the past. And I think it helps us understand how we can help our kids understand this eternal perspective. I asked Randy if there would be surfing in heaven, and I was kind of teasing with him.
Yeah.
But for those who love to surf, I'm glad he said there probably would be surfing because there's also going to be art and there's going to be sports and storytelling and drama. And of course, for you and your family, band.
Yes, that's
there
right.
Will probably be a marching be a band. Marching band in heaven. You know, I had an experience one time, Roger, that is a very meaningful experience to me. It was a number of years ago. I was traveling. I'd been traveling for 8 days, speaking too many times, very tired and wanting to get home to my family. I'd been away from them. And I remember being stuck in the Dallas airport, calling my family and saying, because they were going to pick me up at the airport, saying, right. I'm going to be late. And it was before 9/11. And so they could actually greet you at the gate. And I loved that. My girls, Kathy, would kind of dress them all up and, you know, they'd come and greet daddy. This particular time, it was really quite late. Should have figured out another way to get home. I picked up my stuff in the plane and I started walking out. And at that time, the people who would wait would kind of be on both sides and you'd walk through the middle. And I looked up and there was my little daughter, Heidi, at the time. She's now older. She just had these eyes that were looking at me and with great excitement. And she stood in the middle and she started to clap and she screamed, "Daddy's home!"
Oh, wow.
And at that point, everybody sort of clapped. I got a standing ovation from
great.
People who were there. I laughed. Yeah. And I was at first embarrassed. And I went, no, this is wonderful. And I hugged little Heidi and she greeted me so wonderfully. And it dawned on me the other day, I was thinking about that. And I thought, you know, in heaven, I don't know how it works. We talk about a light and some people have said, well, there's a light that, you know, begins to take you up there, however this works. And Randy has a better handle on it than me. But what I was thinking was there was going to be a light. We're going to get to heaven. And Jesus Christ, our Lord, is going to give us a standing ovation. Now, I didn't deserve a standing ovation for my daughter. I just showed up. But as we are faithful to Christ and as we ask Christ into our life, as we enter heaven, I am convinced that there may be people who we even know who will be around there. And it will be Christ who will step out as we're walking through there. And he will give us that standing ovation with others as well. You know, that's an incredible word picture for me of the beauty and the excitement of heaven. And I almost think I see Jesus, you know, saying, it's Roger. Yeah. It's Jim, everybody.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Yeah.
And it kind of gives me goosebumps thinking about it, but it's a great illustration and a great reminder that heaven is our home. This is a place that is temporary. And for those of us who don't think enough about heaven, it's probably wise for us to have that eternal perspective. And I think Randy helped us with that.
Absolutely did. And Jim, for our final conversation here, I mentioned the audio CD of this conversation. This is something that parents would want to have. Maybe parent groups can get together and have this conversation amongst themselves so then they can talk to their kids. Be intentional about teaching your kids about heaven. Randy Alcorn's books are helpful and we recommend those. This audio CD, if you'd like a copy, just drop us a line, include a gift of any amount in support of the Ministry of Homeward. Typical retail on a CD of this length is about $15 if you want to use that as a measurement for gauging your gift. But any gift will suffice, and you just write down that you want the Heaven CD and write to Homeward at Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, where the swallows go, the zip code 92693. You can also make your request known online when you go to homeward.com. And when you're in our online resource center, also check out Dr. Jim Burns' book, Faith Conversations for Families. This is a very, very helpful resource that you can buy directly from our website and help support our ministry that will help you start having those intentional dialogues with your kids.
Today's program is the kind of broadcast we're able to present each day on the radio and online because of your faithful prayers and your ongoing financial support. Every time you send a gift, you're letting us know that the Ministry of Homeward is helping you with the relationships that matter most, with your kids, your spouse, your family, and with God. So thanks for your tax-deductible donation today, and you can send that to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Or you can always go to homeward.com, secure, safe. Until next time, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for listening today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.